Hi, friends, and welcome to another week of prayer. We are in the second week of our Advent series, which means we are praying with peace today.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
Now, when I think about peace, I often think about the benediction that I give in the gathering. You guys know this. I pray, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May she make her face to shine on you. May he be gracious and compassionate to you and give you peace. Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, was with his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives." And when I consider that passage, the question that comes up for me is, what peace does the world give? And I think about peace that is won through war and conflict. I think the peace that comes to some through financial security at the expense of others. The world's peace is something that is external, that is temporal, that is passing, that belongs to some and not to others. And Jesus offers us a different kind of peace. And I say it's different because it's internal, not based on external circumstances, not based on external resources. What Jesus gives us is within you now. Because what is within you always is the image of our great God. Genesis 1, that beautiful poem, tells us that God created humanity in God's image. He created us male and female equally in the image of God. And so at the very core of you is the image of God, and it is not apart from you. It is a part of you. You would not exist without the animating image of God. And so the world says, hey, I can give you peace from the outside, and Jesus says, oh no, the peace is already within you. Can you accept that the face of God is shining up and out of you? Can you connect with that? And so that's the peace that I want us to pray with today. This peace that is within, this peace that is always with you, not temporal, not dependent on circumstances, it just is. There's a book that I have been so enjoying by Elizabeth Lesser. It's called Cassandra Speaks, and there's a chapter on meditation. And I want to read to you a couple of paragraphs. She writes this: "Sometimes I greet the day with good-humored grace and generosity. Next day, the mood shifts, and I'm foul-tempered. There are times when I feel inspired, as if a wildly alive weather pattern has blown into my life. Then things change again, and nothing feels exciting. I've lost my sense of purpose. And there are times when I feel peaceful, content, as clear as a cloudless day. This is the ever-shifting weather of the human mind." "You are the sky," writes the meditation teacher Pema Chodron. "Everything else, it's just the weather." Lesser says, who is that you to whom she is referring when she says you are the sky? Who holds every passing weather pattern but is not identified by any of them? Not attached to their highs nor brought down by their depressions? Who is the self that is as vast and open and free as the sky? If you would like to explore these questions and touch on an answer, I suggest the practice of meditation, which is what we're going to do together today. She goes on a couple of paragraphs later, and she expands on this idea of you being the sky, and she says, imagine you are in an airplane, rising through dark clouds, there's turbulence, rain, wind, suddenly you reach cruising altitude. The clouds part, the sky is luminous. Did the stormy weather disappear? No. You gained altitude. Meditation is like that. It is training yourself to be the sky, to have the perspective of the sky, to know that even in the midst of storms and slumps in your personal life and in the world, weather passes, and you are the sky that witnesses it all. But I want to be clear, meditation is not a ticket to a pastel landscape where wind chimes tinkle and a fragrant breeze. That is escapism. Meditation is not a form of escape or a type of anesthesia. Rather, it is about waking up and then showing up. And so today, I want us to practice a traditional form of meditation. And in this form of meditation, your breath is very important, staying with your breath throughout the time. And with each breath, with each inhale and exhale, you offer a prayer in the form of a word. Sometimes people in Eastern traditions call this a mantra. But the idea is that you are bringing focus into the present, getting out of all the weather of your life, and connecting with the deep peace, the steadiness, the sky that is always within you. Gaining altitude, not as a form of escapism, but so that you can operate from that place of deep peace. So if you don't have a word that you use in your prayer practice when you need to focus, I would encourage you to choose one. Some people use short phrases. There's the Jesus prayer. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. There is the prayer of the beloved. I am your beloved and you are mine. There's a simple prayer of just saying the name of Jesus or infinite God or mother or father. Whatever it is that brings you back into that union and connection to God in the present. Use that word. And the word isn't intended to necessarily draw your focus to the word itself. The word is used as needed throughout your prayer with your breath to bring you back into the present moment. Now, this does take some practice, so if you haven't done it before, it may feel a little like a stretch, but I would encourage you just to take it with ease today. Let it be whatever it is. If you need an image, sometimes people do better with images than with words to focus them. You might literally imagine the sky, whether that's a blue cloudless sky or a starry sky. The purpose is whatever image or word you use. It can even be a physical sensation of tapping your fingers together or tapping your hands on your knees, whatever grounds you in the present. In this place where you are safe and you can connect with the peace within. So go ahead, find a posture that you are comfortable in. And when you're ready, we'll begin. To begin today, I want you to come into your breath, becoming aware and conscious of your inhalation and exhalation. Just breathing at a pace that for you is natural, that comes with ease. Noticing how it feels to be in your body. Becoming aware of the weather patterns in your mind and in your heart today, and accepting things as they are. to the degree that you are able. Remembering that today we're not coming into prayer to change what is outside of us, but to find the peace that is within us. The peace that Jesus gave, that he leaves with us, that comes from this mystical divine union we have with the infinite God. So I want you to just breathe into that for a few more moments. And I want you to relax to remember in this time of prayer that you are loved, you are held, and you are known by our great God. And as you continue to breathe, I want you to practice holding to your heart the word or image that will help you focus on the present and the presence that is within you. And so with each inhale, just think the word. With each exhale, allow yourself to sink deeper into the peace that is within. As your mind wanders, gently return to your sacred word, your sacred image. Just notice the weather around you as you pray, not getting caught in it, remembering you are the sky. Returning to your word as often as is needed to center you, to tether you to the peace that is within. I want you to take the next 5 minutes just to be present. Present to yourself, present to God within you, open to the peace that Jesus offers. And so my voice will fade. And you practice being the sky. Thank you. as you feel ready, allow your awareness to shift from your sacred word to your surroundings, to the sensations that you feel in your body now. I would encourage you to hold this peace in your heart. You may even imagine a tether from your heart to the center of your being that connects you to the reality that God's peace is always within you, always accessible. And when you feel ready, I would encourage you to take one final breath and offer your amen. Elizabeth Lesser, in her book, Cassandra Speaks, that I just read to you from, I want to come back to one of the things that she said. She said, "Meditation is not a ticket to a pastel landscape where wind chimes tinkle on a fragrant breeze. That is escapism. Meditation is not a form of escape or a type of anesthesia. Rather, it is about waking up and then showing up." And I would encourage you to practice this form of meditation throughout this week and notice what wakes up in you. I would encourage you to journal after this prayer and after each time you practice this form of prayer and reflect on what is coming up. What weather patterns are you noticing? How does it feel to imagine yourself as the sky? Is there anything that was hard about the prayer, particularly easy? Is there anything that dropped into your heart or something that had been an unconscious pattern that you suddenly saw? Because the gift of being the sky is the gift of seeing what is. And so often when we do this form of prayer, this form of meditation, patterns and ways that we've moved through the world and related to people that have been unconscious will become conscious. And so it's important to take time to reflect on that. If you find that when you start practicing this form of prayer that you are dreaming more, I would encourage you to keep a dream journal. I love the idea, I can't remember who said it, but someone said that an unexamined dream is like an unread letter. There are things that our conscious mind can't see that our unconscious mind actually is talking to us about when we're sleeping and dreaming. How cool is that? I am not big into other people telling you what your dreams mean. Sometimes that happens. But if you sit with it, and especially if you bring it into prayer, you'll know what's significant and what's not. So, point of this rambling is that when we do this kind of prayer, it's not just about emptying ourselves so that we don't feel anything. It's about being the sky so that we can see more clearly, so that we can wake up and show up. Ultimately, prayer is always about enactment. It's not just about saying words or finding peace, but it's about what. Who do we become and how do we move through the world when we have a robust spiritual practice? And I firmly believe that prayer that is enacted is the pathway to peace when it's coming from that beautiful core of who you are, that beautiful place at the center of you that is the goodness of the living God. Okay, friends, that is all I have for you on our second week of Advent. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May she make her face to shine on you May he be gracious and compassionate to you and give you peace. I love you, friends, and I trust that you are loving one another well. And I look forward to praying with you again soon.